It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's going to be a long day or two for Colorado's congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports a ceremonial counting of the Electoral College votes is expected to turn into a political spectacle.
Representatives Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn are among a group of Republican senators and Congress members expected to object to the count of as many as 6 certified state presidential votes. The rest of the delegation has indicated they will not object. If both a senator and a representative lodge a written complaint to a state's count, the two chambers will debate for no more than 2 hours and then vote on whether to uphold or strike down the objection. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse has been tapped by Speaker Nancy Pelosi as one of the lawmakers to lead House Democrats' response to the objections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is part of a multi-state effort against a new federal rule they say will expose people to predatory lending. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado voters chose to cap the interest rate on things like payday loans at no more than 36% a year. But short-term lenders have found a way around that by partnering with banks in other states to loan Coloradans money at much higher rates. The federal office that regulates banks recently changed the rules in a way that opponents say makes it easier for banks to participate in these lending practices. Weiser is one of 8 attorneys general suing to try to get the rule reversed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
University of Colorado Boulder Chancellor Philip DeStefano has tested positive for COVID-19. The university made that announcement yesterday. DeStefano is isolating at home and has mild symptoms. CU's spring semester is set to start next week with remote classes for at least a month. In Boulder and around the metro area, it's highs in the 40s this afternoon and staying cool through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.